from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The private Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast.
Oh, what's going on, Bay Area? Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill. Joe Butcher Boy Shasky with you as always, rocking 6 to 10 here on Monday. Oh, almost on a Monday. Feels like a Monday. Dude, I'm trying to tell you, it feels like a reaction Monday. That's where my mind's going, Shasky, because every single time we think that this thing is over, it takes a left turn and then a right turn, and then it goes somewhere down the middle. If you ask for the fork in the road, you go straight. Another chapter in the Brandon Ayuk saga. And it's because of now John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, who we're going to get into. I'm not sure where you're at with this at this point. It feels like every single day we've been talking about this, and every single time it feels like we're done and we're over it, something else comes down the line to make us just wonder what the hell is happening in Santa Clara.
Where am I at with it?
Well, first of all, how you doing, man? I'm glad to be on the mic with you first and foremost.
I'm already sweating this morning. Where am I going at? I'm where everyone else is. In the words of Lorenzo Neal, I'm in the same row of church, same pew, okay?
Same church, same pew.
This is where we're at. We're exhausted. My wife liked this show. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this show. It's The Walking Dead, okay? And at some point, it got so formulaic. It was like, oh my God, Rick, they might have found a society somewhere. Oh, you can't go outside the confines of this walled-off area we have. And then a couple of people would leak out, more zombies! And it was wash, rinse, repeat. Four seasons on end. And by about the 22nd season, I said, Michelle, my God, I mean, Jesus, this is like the same show. Like, it's kind of ridiculous. And that's where I'm at with this. It's like, it was interesting. I found it fascinating. At this point, here's what I want to know. And I want to know from both sides. I do. We'll never find out.
Yeah.
What's the holdup? Like, what is the holdup? It better be something juicy. Because if it's not, if it's a couple mil here, a couple mil here, look around the league. These contracts are getting renegotiated and money is moving around after 2 years on all the really good players, right? If this is about making a specific amount of money, there are other destinations where you can go make that specific amount of money. If this is about winning or putting yourself in the best chance for the third contract and making good money, well, then this is your spot. If it's about making that extra mil, it's not going to happen here. And they've said that to him. And I feel like we've gotten it all the way boiled down to one spot. You're either playing on the fifth-year option, we're either trading you, or you're taking the deal that we have on the table. There's no in between.
And I feel like that was somewhat of the gauntlet that was thrown down by John Lynch yesterday. We're going to get into the sound from his press conference before Brandon Ayuk did not show up to practice yesterday. And that's the wrinkle in this all. Brandon Ayuk, he's been holding in, you know, he's been present. At the last preseason game, he was in Las Vegas, but where he was not present was yesterday at the 49ers practice facility, or at least on the field. He was in the building, according to Lynch, but he was not on the field and was not expected at least to be out there at the very end. You know, there's kind of that media session where at the beginning they show up, they're looking for the players, and then it was reported that even after everyone left, that Brandon Ayuk was not on the field practicing for the San Francisco 49ers. So Lynch yesterday, I mean, pretty much just said, dude, at some point, you got to play. At some point, we need you on the field. And at some point, to your point, Chasky, you got to make a choice. And that's where, look, I'm not on my wits' end with Ayuk. I'm close to my wits' end with this entire situation because it takes two to tangle
in
this.
It's not just Ayuk. No, my frustration.
It's both sides.
Yes, it's both sides. Well, A, the Niners misread the market, right?
100%.
B, I think that they're using past emotional, you know, negotiations against Ayuk. It's not Ayuk's fault that Bosa squeezed you for an extra $10 million. Like, that's like the guy who gets in a relationship, oh, my last girlfriend did this. Like, well, bro, you gotta suspend that. Like, I understand you can have those feelings deep down inside, but you can't let it affect your new relationship, you know? It can shape the way you view certain things, but you can't be so emotional that it's ruined it. And then the other part is like, I think that they missed their window. Like, if they had a deadline in place, if it was back in April, well, then you needed to get it done back in April. And I thought the line of the day, and we're gonna get to it at some point, we don't get paid to try, we get paid to do. And that was with John Lynch. And I'm going to just tell you how I feel about John Lynch. And I want to know how you feel, Evan. Like, I think he's a high level human being. I don't think he's beyond criticism. I don't think he's beyond making mistakes. I think they've made a lot of mistakes. And they've made a lot of, like, singles and doubles and home runs. Trey Lance, huge strikeout. Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. You know? But look at the roster. They're really good. And they're a victim of their own success. I believe he's tried to deal in good faith. But I do believe that the team has botched things. And I think that John, as a former player, you could just sense, I think that he is frustrated beyond belief with the whole thing. His side, Ayuk's side, where they're at. And I think at the end of the day, he's like, dude, come on, man. Somebody's got to compromise a little here.
Well, let's just get into it because Lynch spoke for, I don't know, about, it felt like 15 minutes yesterday, but really the first 6 or 7 minutes of his press conference in Santa Clara were about Brandon Ayuk, and to some extent Trent Williams, but it's primarily Ayuk because he was the guy that was expected. And there was the preceding reports from the NFL Network about how Ayuk, like, this was the day, basically. Right after roster cuts, Brandon Ayuk is on the roster.
Because they're installing the stuff for the Jets.
It's game week.
Yes.
Like, this is week zero. Kyle Shanahan came out and said, this is game week.
Exactly.
And, look, I also want to get people's reaction once they hear this at 888-957-9570. If you've already heard it, we're going to go through it just piece by piece, trying to ascertain just where John Lynch is with this situation, because we've been able to read his comments all offseason, and now it finally feels like he's at his tipping point. Here's what kind of the opening question and statement.
Reports or suggestions that Brandon Ayuk was going to practice today. To your knowledge, is he going to be out there?
We'll see. I think you'll see right with me. I know he's here today, and that's the expectation.
That's the expectation, was him to be out there at practice, and he wasn't. And I don't know if, like, what I gleaned from that and what I've kind of gleaned from the entire thing is, I don't think they knew one way or another.
Because this is the part that frustrates me. I mean, like, you got to know your boys, right? You got to know your personnel.
Ideally.
I always say this to the kids, right? When, like, whatever sport you're playing, KYP, know your personnel, right? If a kid's in center field and you know he's got a weak arm, you better go out there for the cut, right? You better go out 4 or 5 extra steps. Conversely, if you know he's got a really strong arm, maybe a drop step a little, right? You know your boys. You know what kind of situations they get in. And part of running a team, running any business, any organization, is you have to have an emotional feel for people. And you have to have an idea of how they're going to react to certain things. And I feel like they really misread Brandon Ayuk's whole aura throughout this whole thing.
They obviously did, because I don't think they expected it to. I know Shanahan has said multiple times, well, you know, anything's on the table, and this is a possibility. I don't think they expected it to get here. I think they expected Trent Williams to be here. I think they expected offseason for Nick Bosa to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, he signed, what, September 7th, September 8th, the day before a kickoff?
And they said the whole time, like, this is a hard one. This is going to be tough. But I'll give John Lynch this.
When you're resetting markets, that's how it works.
Yes, no doubt.
But Ayuk is not.
He's a really good player. And this is where I think this gets really, like, they have a lot of really good players. And they've got a quarterback that they have to pay. Like, they're balancing a lot of things simultaneously. The part, again, letting it get to this, they do deserve a lot of criticism. It's not like Brandon Ayuk's not without it as well, because I don't know what his demands are. But I'm like really surprised they let this one get where it's at, because you saw it coming a year ago.
You should have. Well, and this is also something they pushed. Remember, they could have done this negotiation last offseason. Brandon Ayuk, they picked up his fifth year to create this situation, understanding that they would eventually get it done, and BA would be a 49er long term. In fact, you know, I have some thoughts about what the Niners have prioritized offseason wise, because I'm not sure anymore it's just homegrown dudes. I think it's whoever is Super Bowl caliber, and we can get into that. But I also want to get your take on, I think this is kind of the money quote that you're talking about, with John Lynch being asked if he foresaw the standoff with Brandon Ayuk.
I don't know that I saw the standoff with Brandon. I saw a situation that we were going to have to deal with, and man, we've been trying for a long time. We don't get paid to try. We get paid to do, and you know, I'll take accountability for anything that hasn't happened, but I won't stop continuing to fight to find the best resolution, whatever that may be. The Trent situation, you know, things come up, and this is, you know, come up. Trent's a fantastic player. He's a tremendous leader on this team. I will never fall short on my praise of Trent and what he's meant to this place. It was a great day, you know, when I got that call from Rivera saying that they would do that trade, and he's been incredible since he's been here. So we value Trent. We love Trent. We want Trent here, and I'm hopeful that can happen soon.
I mean, that first part of it, I think, says it all, right? Like, when you're paid to do a job, effectively, do your job. And I don't think he's just talking about himself. I think that is a subliminal shot at Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
To basically, and he said it earlier, essentially, at some point you have to play. And that's why I think that yesterday was significant. I don't know. Look, Shasky, you have been at every single home game for who knows how long. You know this organization like the back of your hand. And since John Lynch has become general manager of the San Francisco 49ers, I don't know I've ever seen him as close to wanting to put a helmet on than he was yesterday at his press conference. I felt like I was seeing John Lynch, the Hall of Famer. I felt like I was getting a glimpse into John Lynch, the player, the cerebral but aggressive and competitive, absolute bulldog that he was as a free safety for multiple teams and for a Super Bowl caliber squad. Like, that was John Lynch yesterday basically saying, look, nothing is given, nothing is promised, but we're trying to figure this out, and we're judged based on our actions. Right now, the actions of the 49ers are not having Brandon Ayuk under contract. The actions of Brandon Ayuk are not being at practice. You have to figure it out. One side, I don't know if it takes to give in to the other, but at this point, they are both Fs in my mind. They have both failed this offseason by letting it get to this point.
Well, effectively, no matter how you look at this, like right now, the team is not at full strength and they're not ready to roll week one. Which, like, everything about this team reads, we need to be ready for week one, because getting that bye makes our chances of going to a Super Bowl easier, right? I mean, am I misreading the situation?
No, you're a better team with him than without.
Absolutely. And we all agree, outside of a crazy, you know, we trade Ayuk here and then we flip picks and go get another receiver who's elite. Like, you're not finding an upgrade for now. And I come back to John Lynch. I just trust John Lynch. I'm not saying I don't trust other people, but like this, you're talking about his like credibility, right? Two-sport athlete at Stanford, high-level dude. To get into Stanford, you got to be a pretty high-level person. Pretty high level person. Everything he's done has touched to gold. That doesn't mean you can't make mistakes. He was a great broadcaster. He's been, I think, a phenomenal GM, right? A phenomenal GM.
Yeah, he's been one of the best executives in the league.
Absolutely. And I just think that he gets people, and he understands how to empower people, how to motivate people, how to put people in position to succeed. Look at their hierarchy as an organization. People are trying to pick off people from that front office. Go look at what Washington has right now. You know, it's our front office.
Tennessee.
Absolutely. And I just look, and I'm thinking to myself, like, this guy's been through a lot of negotiations as a player. He's been through a lot of negotiations as a front office. This guy, I've never seen him this frustrated. There's got to be more to this, and I think he's frustrated internally with Parag. I do. I think he's frustrated with Parag because I think they misread some stuff. And I think he's frustrated with Aiyuk. There are times in life two parties both make mistakes, and I think this is one of them.
I agree. I think the Niners have let it get to this point, and Brandon Aiyuk is basically saying, if you're giving me an inch, I'm going to take a mile. You know, if the Niners really wanted to figure this thing out, either I think it's been because of a couple million dollars, I think it's been because of their willingness to let BA be the player and the person that he is. The 49ers have not to this point played hardball enough to either get this done or to move off his contract or to put their foot in the ground and say, you're playing on your fifth year.
What's hardball then?
Hardball is what I think they're about to do, which is start fining him.
Okay.
They're about to hit him where it hurts, in his purse. Because Brandon Aiyuk has been holding in this entire time, I think, because of money. This entire saga has been about dollars. It's been about sense, and it hasn't made sense. Because BA is trying to get paid, and the Niners want to pay him, I believe, but they're not willing to go above a certain sign. They also haven't been willing to fine him yet.
Yeah.
And what we found out yesterday is that he was expected to be at camp. More importantly, he was cleared medically. So the BS excuse of my back hurts or I got a sore hammy or this quad is this and that, it's not going to fly anymore.
Yeah.
And now they're going to hit him where it hurts, and I believe they're going to start fining him. And they probably started fining him for missing practice yesterday.
Don't you wonder, like, is it a million that they're haggling over? Is it 10 million? Like, I'm talking about total guarantees. Like, what is the number? What is the number that we're talking about? Because if it's $1 million, you just do the math, right? And I know, I would never leave even $1 off the table. Like, just do the math. Sometimes things aren't worth the haggle, right? You know what I mean? Like, I have the QOL factor in my life, quality of life, and there are certain things that I won't do, even if it's financially motivated, if it affects my quality of life. Is it $1 million? Is it $10 million? Is it $15 million? Like, that's the part where I find it difficult to point the finger directly at one or the other because I don't know what that number is.
I don't either. And it feels like the goalpost just keeps getting moved. Every time we think that the goal line, there's a false start. You know what I mean? Like, every single time they're in the red zone, if someone gets hit with an offensive holding or some sort of self-inflicted wound, and it's either because of BA or the Niners. I don't know who is more at fault at this point, because the other part of this, too, like, I came away from listening to John Lynch and just completely feeling him. I'm like, this guy sounds frustrated. He sounds like he's at wit's end, and he sounds like he just wants this to be done, like we all want it to just be done with. And that's the general manager of this football team. But the other part of this, too, Shasky, is the pendulum has swung back and forth this offseason so many times of, well, now we're going to blame the Niners, or BA's to blame. And it feels like it's more back on BA at this point. The pendulum is in his direction as far as who's to blame for this not getting done, because if there was an expectation, I have to imagine that they've communicated about it. That, all right, this is game week, or week zero, whatever you want to call it. We need you at practice. If you want to be there week one for the New York Jets, we need you at practice come Tuesday or Wednesday afternoon. And BA was not there. And it's starting to feel like, to me, whether the contract gets signed, you know, soon, whether it gets signed later, I don't know if they feel comfortable putting him on the field on Monday night at Levi Stadium.
Yeah, and I just wonder what their thought is on team building. Like, I've thought that the entire time. Because it sounds like they were trying to move either Debo or Aiyuk at the deadline, right? And when I mean team building, I'm saying, like, all right, there are two teams in the league right now that are paying multiple receivers top dollar and a quarterback, the Miami Dolphins and the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think it's a case study. Like, can we put together 45% of our cap in three players on offense?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, right? It's an interesting exercise. I don't think I would do it, especially on a run-based team. That's me. But if you've made that determination and you have a threshold, then this needed to be done before the draft so you could add something to your team that could help you week one against the Jets.
Well, and the wrinkle in all this, again, is the Niners are trying to compete for a Super Bowl. It's not, they're not just trying to get to the playoffs.
No.
They're not just trying to get to the division crown.
No.
They're trying to win a Super Bowl. And that's where we do agree that BA keeps you at that level. I mean, you were in overtime. I firmly disagree. I know he hasn't had any big playoff games, but I do disagree with people that say that the Niners could get to where they got to last year without him. I don't think they get past Green Bay. I don't think they get past Detroit. I certainly don't even think they get maybe to overtime in the Super Bowl. That's a little more debatable. But I don't think they get to the Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk on the squad last year. And if you're telling me he's not there, then at this point, and this is so frustrating. I understand if at the beginning of the year you told me, well, Brandon Ayuk wants this amount of money. We can't give it to him. So we're making a move. We're going in a different direction. We drafted his replacement. Totally get it. It might suck. You might take a step back, but I get it. At this point, if you trade Brandon Ayuk, you are admitting that you have failed this entire offseason. And if he misses 1 week or if not multiple the regular season, there's a possibility that they could place him on IR. That he's not on the roster come week one, and that basically he's just accruing fines and sitting on his ass while the Niners are trying to go out and win football games. And that doesn't work either. The Niners have tried to thread a needle this offseason, and to me it's all been because they have been unwilling to, in the public eye, lose a deal the same way that they did last offseason. That's what I hate that this has come down to. Optics. It's come down to public perception and who's at fault instead of making it about football. It's supposed to be about winning games and trying to stack chips, and instead they're trying to make sure that their chips are just a little bit lower than Ayuk wants them.
One, and the way that the season ended last year, a lot of fans are still emotionally picking themselves up off the mat.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm just, I've now been through three of these Super Bowl losses in the last 15 years. It's just really hard to pick yourself up off the mat emotionally as a fan base. And when you have all of this stuff that's not football, that's clouding everything, it's not cool. It's not cool as a fan. And I think it takes two to tango in this one. I lost my mind during the Bosa stuff last year because it's like, what is taking so long? This is one of the most important players on your team. And it affected his play all year. All year. I think this is going to have ripple effects all year.
I think
you
there's
all but you so, brother.
That's a great job.
For everyone, though. For Purdy, you know, for other wide receivers, for, you know, connectivity on the team. And I'm not even saying, like, oh, he's a bad teammate. I'm not getting to that. I'm just saying, like, when guys aren't around, you're playing catch-up.
888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill. Joe Butcher Boy Shasky with you on the Morning Roast. We're trying to figure out, after yesterday, again, the latest chapter in the Brandon Ayuk 49ers saga is that he was expected to be at practice yesterday. John Lynch told us so before practice. Kyle Shanahan told us before so at his press conference. And Brandon Ayuk did not show up and was not at practice yesterday. Where are you at with BA? Where are you at with the 49ers? We want to hear from you at 888-957-9570, because this is officially, according to the 49ers, game week. I know they don't play until Monday night next week, coming up September 9th, but they have to figure this thing out. And where are you at with this entire ordeal? 888-957-9570. We'll be back after this on the Morning Roast. That segment was sponsored by Floor and Decor.
On today, restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay to store bank account. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular internet rates apply. Currently $54 a month. Actual speeds vary. Stream Saver requires Xfinity internet or TV and price subject to change.
When back to the office means back in traffic.
Blocking the three right lanes, multiple emergency crews on the scene.
You can rely on your Northern California Honda Dealers Traffic Center.
On the shoulder now, so that's good. Traffic is getting by.
From your traffic leader, KCBS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's Brooke Burke for Skechers' new workout walker footwear.
Do you know the world's number one most popular form of exercise? It's walking. And one company has you covered. Skechers, the comfort technology company. With their newest performance walking sneaker, Skechers Workout Walker. Because the Skechers Workout Walker is fully loaded to get the most out of your walk, including a carbon-infused plate in the sole to add more spring to your step. Find Skechers Workout Walker for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament, benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's local family-owned pest control company.
Football coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Come on, man. You got Larry June in the building. You listen to the Morning Roast. And we're doing numbers, man. Good job, Morning Roast. Sock it to me. Hey, 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 hey.
Yee. I do love Uncle Larry. I feel like you know that about me. But
can I ask a personal question? Because, Ev, I do want to get to know you a little more.
Of course, man.
All right.
We're here for the next 2 days. We got 8 hours together.
I would say of the people that work here, you're one of the most in shape people. Maybe number one on my power rankings.
On your power rankings?
Yes.
I try to be.
Are you a big cheeseburger guy?
Not often, but yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, I'm an American. I'm red-blooded. I love cheeseburgers.
Maybe once a week? Maybe once every 2 weeks? How often?
A cheeseburger, I'm not going to lie. If I got to roll up and I'm going to just, I love a good piece of red meat. That's probably my favorite. But cheeseburger, like once a month.
Once a month. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe I'm out of the mix here. Like when you got the baby and the wife.
I eat a lot of Mexican food though.
Oh, well, bro, I'm at least one burrito a week.
Yeah, exactly.
At minimum.
Instead of a cheeseburger, for me, it's just a big old wet fat burrito.
Exactly. And we're gonna get back into the Niners in just a second, but I'm curious on this one. So like, there are times we do Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub, like whatever it is. We're busy. Like I try to cook and I try to make things, you know, at the house and then have leftovers and whatnot. And I try to do pre-prepared meals, but I will, and I raise my hand, I will go get fast food, you know, cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking at a report yesterday. Shake Shack is going to close 6 different locations in California.
They've been robbed or what?
I don't know. There's a variety. I guess they're underperforming, et cetera. Now, In-N-Out closed one in Oakland as well.
It's true.
I believe.
Well,
and so
that was because they're getting robbed.
I'm going to make you choose. You have, and I freely admit on the front end, I like both. I lean more in the direction of one, but I do like both. I'll DoorDash every now and then. Shake Shack at Stonestown. They have it at Stonestown.
Mm-hmm.
And they got these cherry peppers that are just, oh my God. They're Carter, right? The cherry pepper with the burger is, it's good.
Soul fire.
They got crinkle fries. They got chicken nuggets. They got really nice shakes. It's excellent.
I'm making you
choose between the two. In-N-Out or Shake Shack?
That's a tough call. Honestly, on convenience alone, because that is a big part of it for me, I gotta roll In-N-Out. I just have to. I mean, it's so much more convenient. The price point for me is also very important. And it's just a staple. I mean, it's a comfort Californian thing. I'm not going to tell you it's the greatest burger in the world.
No.
But In-N-Out is for me. It just is.
I don't get, people get so outraged over In-N-Out. Like, okay, I do a lot of baseball coaching. We'll have multiple kids in the car, and me and Jimbo, and we show, roll up, car full of 12-year-olds. Dude, it's like $45, and everyone's eating like a king. Everyone's, the black and white shake, by the way, just all time. You know, it's vanilla and chocolate.
Yeah,
it's just all time. I go In-N-Out over Shake Shack. I will eat both. I freely admit I love both, actually. Mm-hmm. I go In-N-Out. So when you call in today, when you give your IUK stuff, I want to know, Shake Shack or In-N-Out?
Okay,
We have to make a determination.
Yeah, because again, we do want to lighten the mood. I understand things may not look great in Santa Clara. It's a bit of a, you know, well, it could be a cloudy day. It feels like it always is in the city.
It's a lovely day, Bill Withers. I'm getting my guru on.
That's fantastic. In that case, I'll give you an early four here. Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill with Joe Butcher Boy Shasky here on The Roast. Look, we are trying to get to the bottom of this BA thing, but I like throwing that in there. If you also at the very end want to tell us what your favorite burger is between In-N-Out and Shake Shack, happy to hear it. I'm already getting hungry. This is the other part of it too, Shasky. I usually fast at the beginning of days. I don't eat for like the first 4 or 5 hours of a day. I'm just not hungry in the morning. But now you're making me want to eat.
Must be nice.
Now you're making me want to eat. I swear to God. So let's start things off with Ron in South San Francisco.
What's up, Ron? Another on Shake Shack conversation. Or In-N-Out before you give us your IU take.
Yeah, what's up, Ron? Oh, lost him. I hate to see it.
Ron, call back.
He couldn't make the choice. It was too hard. Could not make the choice. Oh, my God. I mean, so, and like, this is it, too. I mean, I feel like we've been going around in circles with this, and the opportunity just to hear from the general manager, I don't know if we'll hear from him again before the beginning of the regular season, unless, of course, it's to announce a contract extension with either Trent Williams or Brandon Ayuk. But it is interesting to me, Shasky, just kind of going through some of his comments this offseason. You know, you look at, in April, he was shutting down all trade talks about Brandon Ayuk. He was jumping on reporters before the draft. I'm not talking about that. I'm not getting into that. You know, I'm not talking about his agent going to discuss things with other teams. Even 2 weeks ago, you know, he was quoted as saying, basically, you know, I mean, right now, there's no bad blood. We don't, you know, we feel urgency to get it done. Yesterday was just a very different tone, man. It was a very different tone from John Lynch, and I'm curious what people feel about it.
I think the fines are going to start coming. Like, I think they're going to do that. They've done it basically with Trent Williams, and you can't pay back their fines, but they'll work it into the contract somehow. It sure feels, just based off tone, if you're reading body language and the tone of what John Lynch is saying, Trent Williams will be on the 49ers this year in some capacity at some point. I don't know if I can make that same strong statement regarding Ayuk. I don't get the same confidence that he's here long term.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're frustrated with themselves. I think they're frustrated really much so with Brandon Ayuk. And I don't understand how this gets resolved here. And I don't understand. I hear so many people, you could pay this guy and pay this guy. They're like $40 million over the cap for next year. And they've got a zillion free agents set to become Aaron Banks, Hufanga, D'Amino Lenore, Charvarius Ward. I mean, I could just go right down the list, yeah. Right? There's a million guys. And I just don't know how they're going to be able to balance all their books. I really don't.
I'm not sure. And look, right now, if you're making a choice, like, this isn't In-N-Out versus Shake Shack. Trent Williams and BA is not In-N-Out versus Shake Shack. That'd be like, I don't know, In-N-Out versus a homemade frozen burger, you know, a microwavable patty. Although, to be fair, sometimes you can roll in, and if you do it right, I'm not saying you're flipping burgers on the grill, but I'm saying Trent Williams would be, you know, the quadruple stack with grilled onions, and BA at this point, in terms of importance to the 49ers, is White Castle.
Dude, White Castle. No, he's better than that.
He's better than White Castle.
I don't want to dismiss White Castle. Here's what I would say is that if Trent Williams is the filet mignon, okay, which is one of the more tender cuts that you can have. Some people prefer filet, some like prime rib.
Yeah.
It could be either one of those. Then I would put Ayuk more in like a top sirloin,
yep,
category, tri-tip category. He's just a step down, right? He's still really good and delicious, but
what's the order of prime versus choice? Like, what is considered?
Well, the top 2% or whatever is going to be prime. It's basically based off marbling. When they split open the prime rib, they put this, like, you know, this sensor over it, and they kind of tell by how much marbling and how much fat is on there. Choice is a step below. Select below that. No roll, meaning they don't roll the stamping grade over it, and that's kind of like your frozen Philly cheesesteak stuff that you would get at, you know, like some of these delis and whatnot.
IBs or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got you. Well, in that case, Trent Williams is prime. BA's choice.
Nope. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And they got to get this done, man. Like, we've got to start talking about football. Like, as a fan base, as an organization, everybody needs to move on. And quite frankly, I want to see Brock Purdy with all of his weapons. I want to see this offense with all of their weapons, because I have a lot of questions on the run defense. I have a lot of questions on what does their defense look like when they don't have Dre Greenlaw. You know, that they don't have Talanoa Hufanga to start this season off. Are we sure about George Odom being a starting safety? He's a really nice special teams player. I know he's had really good practices. Are we sure about that? Like, I have legitimate questions. Are we sure about right tackle right now with Colt McKivitz?
Yeah.
You know, are we sure Jalen Moore is not going to give up 10,000 sacks if it's him instead of Trent Williams? I have too many question marks on this team.
Well, and right now you only have two tackles on the roster. I mean, there's an expectation that Trent's going to be the third. But even if you only have three tackles, last time I checked, two of them got a start.
I know.
I mean, last time I checked, you only have one guy backing up both positions. And that's something that is a little concerning. But again, we can't talk about that right now because the offseason has been hijacked by who's getting what and how much money is deserved to a certain player and what's the gap and are the Niners cheap? Is BA difficult to deal with? All of these conversations have hijacked the football conversations that you've talked about. And so again, I want to ask the fans before we got to hit a break here, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, where are you at with Ayuk right now? Again, he was not at practice yesterday after being expected to be. We'll get back into John Lynch Sound on the other side. And, of course, we're also taking your burger takes. In-N-Out for Shake Shack, who you got, where are you headed, where are you dropping the dough, who's got the best shakes, who's got the best burgers, who's got the best fries. We want to lighten it up here on a Thursday amidst all this controversy with the 49ers. Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill with Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. A reminder that 95.7 The Game at Harding Park is on Friday, September 6th. Boy, just a couple days before kickoff on Monday night. The Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, y'all, it's Zisha, man. You listen to the 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky. Oh, baby.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill. Joe Butcher Boy Shasky with you as always here on the Morning Roast. And look, I know things seem like they are circular right now for the San Francisco 49ers, but we did get finally, I believe, Shasky, a glimpse into just how the brass, how the brain trust is feeling about this situation. And I know it all sucks and it's frustrating, but I do find some solace in the fact that it appears that they're just about as fed up as we are. Like, it's not as if they're poo-pooing this, they're putting it down. It feels like as we've approached or are approaching game week, the Niners are basically telling us, like, you have appropriate fear. You have appropriate frustration as a fan watching this entire thing play out for 6 months. I think they affirmed basically everything that I've been feeling this summer, and it was at least good for me to see it on Lynch's face yesterday.
I keep coming back to the, like, I think they're better with him, obviously. We all think they're better with him. But is there something to be said for, like, you just need a resolution, and at this point, if he's not going to play on the fifth-year option, or you think it's going to cause more of a, you know, stir up in terms of frustrating the dynamics of the team. And I'm not saying he's some like malcontent, but you know, this is natural. Hey, I'm on a 5th-year contract. I'm only getting, let's just say, half the snaps or 3/4 of the snaps. How does that affect that player? You know, how does that affect his demeanor, his concentration? Do I want that guy frustrated walking around every single day? Which I can understand his frustration. Like, Lynch is a player. He gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something to be said for just making the trade today? Just make the trade today because you know you can't come to a resolution on the contract, and you have determined that it's actually better long-term for your organization. Forget the short-term. Like, we just need to remove this situation from this year, and we need to worry about this year. Because he said, his exact line was like, hey, we're gearing up for the regular season. We're getting ready to get going. Things are rocking. Guys are working their butts off, essentially. And we're going to play a little more of it.
Yeah.
But I took it as like, hey, dude, the train has left the station. Purdy's getting ready to go to the Super Bowl this year. Debo's getting ready to go to the Super Bowl. Now, their contracts are in place. McCaffrey's getting ready to go to the Super Bowl. And this thing needs to get resolved for us to get everyone on this train as we leave the station.
This is from the 925, the Xfinity Mobile text line. BA thinks he's bigger than the team. I can't believe he showed up but didn't practice yesterday. I think there's a lot of people that share that sentiment, 925. And from the 650, trade BA already and give that money to Trent. You know, I don't even know if it's about Trent in regards to the money. I don't even know if it's about Purdy. I don't know what it's about at this point. Because the expectation yesterday was that he was going to be on the practice field and he was going to be going through the individual workouts or whatever else they had planned for him, and he simply wasn't. Before we play the first 6 or 7 minutes of John Lynch's press conference, because I thought it was a great insight into where he is at and where the San Francisco 49ers are at in regards to Brandon Ayuk and his potential extension.
I know you want to go out to the phone lines, but I always hear this because a bunch of my buddies last night were asking the same thing. Why does he just practice? And I hear from a lot of people, I want to say on the front end, I do understand the sentiment. They're like, I could get hurt and I have too much money that I could risk. But nobody ever, like, and I'm not trying to just cape up the organization. I'm saying it goes both ways. No one ever says, like, well, they did pay Dre Greenlaw and he tore his Achilles. You know, the Warriors did pay Klay Thompson and he got hurt and it sucks. Like, Eric Armstead got paid and got hurt. It does suck. It goes both ways. I understand both sides of the equation. There's risk when you give someone a contract, and there's risk when you don't have the long-term contract that you could lose out on money that you could gain. And I see both sides of the coin on this one. It sucks because I want my team to have some of my best players and I want to go freaking win a Super Bowl.
100%. That's what everyone wants. And that's what I feel like has been in question this offseason. Do the Niners really all together in a united front want to just go out and play football and win a Super Bowl? Because I think they all do in the locker room. If you ask every single one of them down there, yeah, of course one of them is Super Bowl. It's a stupid question. But your actions are telling me something different. Your actions are telling me that it's more about getting the money than getting the ring. And that's a decision that everyone has to make. And it's also an understandable one. You want to have contract security. You want to have financial security. You want to make generational wealth for yourself. And then you also want to compete at a high level. I mean, money talks first and foremost, Chris Tucker. So it's just, it's something that we have to deal with at this point.
I know we're going to go out to the lines, 888-957-9570. Like, just, Niner fans, where are you at with this whole saga? Yes. But
yeah,
I always have this saying, at the end of the day, I lay down next to my wife, and that's really the only two people. I don't know who is in Brandon Ayuk's life. I believe he's got a girlfriend or a wife. He's got some significant other. It's whatever like is good for you and your family. So in your algorithm that you're discussing, for some people it is money over everything. For other people, it's I want to make a lot of money, but I also want to be professionally happy. For some people, I want to live in this part of the world. You know, I want to live near family, or mm-hmm. I want to live as far away from family as possible. For some people, it's like I want a job where I can grow within the company. I don't know what his desires are.
We don't, because we haven't really heard from Brandon Ayuk
at all.
We've heard through social media. We've heard through videos or FaceTimes or TikToks or social media scrubbings. We've seen subliminal messages thrown by Brandon Ayuk, but we haven't heard from him nor his agent. And honestly, I'm not sure what good it would do for him to talk at this point.
I agree with that.
But we did hear John Lynch speak, and I want to get Don and Concord's take on
this.
Don? 888-957-9570 is the number. Don's out in Concord, wants to talk about Brandon Ayuk. What's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? Shout out to Sam Luck, and he's my man.
Oh, nice.
Hey, you know, Shasky, first of all, I love that Pleasant Hill In-N-Out burger I eat over there all the time.
It's so good.
Yeah, I love it. You got to get the spread and the fries.
Yeah.
But you know,
hell yeah.
Mr. Ayuk needs to lace up his cleats, get his hat, and act like a pro, man. He's the best football player. I love the guy. Got his jersey. He just needs to get out there and play some football. What do you think, Josh?
I mean, I think it's easy for all of us to be like, go out there and play. But I also understand from his point of view, like, yeah, I am on a $14, $15 million guaranteed deal this year, but I can make $80 million guaranteed. And if I slip on the field, if I break a hand, if I, you know, do anything that jeopardizes it, maybe that $80 million guaranteed goes down to $55 guaranteed, and I lose out on $20 million. It's easy for me to sit here and say, bet on yourself. Like it is. It's easy for me because I have nothing to risk. He's the one risking it. And
he's also risking being put in that situation right now.
What do you mean?
The fact that Brandon Ayuk and the Niners are, whatever the gap is, it could be 2 million, could be 20 million. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
The longer this goes on, the more likely they're going to force him to play on the fifth year, in my opinion. Because
so here's hypothetically $80 million guaranteed, or you play on the fifth year and tough.
Like I thought we heard yesterday that the Niners are prepared to put their foot down, and it's going to start with fines. I don't know if they'll necessarily suspend him, though. After multiple absences of practice, they will have the ability to do that. But yesterday, if they really wanted to fine him, that's $6,500. Today, if he doesn't show up to practice, that's $11,000. Tomorrow, if he doesn't show up to practice, that's $16,000. And everything from then on is $45,000 maximum. Trent Williams has already said, dude, fine me. I don't care.
$4 million he's got fined.
I don't care about the money. I'm holding out and I'm doing what I want. And I can at least respect that, because Trent Williams is telling you money is not the most important thing to him when and if he gets paid. Brandon Ayuk's been playing this in and out dance of I'm at practice, but I'm on the side and I'm kind of working out. I'm keeping myself in shape. But really what I'm trying to do is not accrue $4 million in fines. What I'm really trying to do is not pick up or have to sign a check to the 49ers or whoever else it goes to, some charity perhaps, that I don't want to be fined. And now the Niners, I believe they fined him yesterday, and I think they will continue to fine him until he gets his ass on the practice field.
Yeah,
That's where it counts.
I'm surprised that they didn't really know. Like, they said, hey, do you think he's going to practice? We think. I don't know. Like, how did you misread that? Like, how did you not know what he was going to do?
I think for the same reason they misread the wide receiver market.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, ideally, yes, you're right. And I think sometimes we give a lot of credit to these guys,
but have a feel for your squad. Like, okay, for example, like when I look at some of the great just businessmen, general managers, head coaches, like Phil understood his guys, Phil Jackson, Bob Myers. I felt like even though he made a lot of mistakes, like Philly, he had a good feel for his guys, right? Mm-hmm. And he knew how a guy would react to certain situations. Like, think of the best managers you ever worked for, like Matt Hagan. I can give him a lot of credit, you know, but he kind of understands how me and Bonte are going to react when he starts criticizing us. And we're a little soft when it comes to criticism, and he knows that. And so he picks and chooses his spots. The Niners had to have a feel for whether he was going to show up yesterday. And it feels like not only do they misread the market, they misread how he was going to react during negotiations, they've now misread how he's going to react once they threw a deadline out there and the real week zero started and we were preparing for the Jets and he didn't want to play.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. I want to get to that sound right now. Again, Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill with Butcher Boy Shasky here on the Morning Roast. I want to get to that sound because what you're talking about, Shasky, is the expectation that Ayuk was going to be at practice yesterday and he wasn't. And this was the press conference that preceded that practice. And I think it's very interesting knowing what we know now, because I think you're right. I think they misread the wide receiver market. I think they misread their player. And they clearly, yesterday, misread whether or not Brandon Ayuk was going to be at practice. Here's John Lynch yesterday at the podium.
And here we go.
All right, am I
national reports or suggestions that Brandon Ayuk was going to practice today. To your knowledge, is he going to be out there?
We'll see. I think you'll see right with me. I know he's here today, and that's the expectation.
When was the decision made, and when was he examined to make sure to see if his back?
We don't get into those details. That's medical stuff, and but he has been cleared, and we're ready to roll.
Is that the only dynamic that's changed here that would make him practice today?
Yeah, in theory, yeah.
If he does not practice, chooses not to, will he?
Then we'll deal with that. Yeah.
John, you told us you're impatient and this thing's really dragged on. Is this just driving you crazy?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.